Yann Solo. Je suis le capitaine du Millennium Condor. C'est ce type d'appareil qui a fait le raid sur Kesselring en 20 parsecs. Je bats les engins de l'Empire en vitesse pure.
Welcome to the 9th installment of the Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, where a mediocre host struggles to manage the strong-minded champion, keep the frightful guest from shitting himself, and support the still inexperienced intern judge to deliver a superior production value podcast, all the while fighting the robot voices in his head.
Hello, and good evening.
And welcome to this loser's nightmare.
Shut up! Both the champion and the contender are driven by the same will to destroy, striving to be the one rising above the insignificant, mindless, low-average podcasters and be celebrated as the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, consequently propelling their podcast to the highest level of magnificence. I am your show host, Bruno Lavigard, also known as the Flawless Condor. It is with great pleasure that we welcome back our flavor commentator and soul of this show, Peter Lavoie-Massicotte, also known as the Intern Judge.
What's good?
Peter, according to the number of fan mail the Lore Master Quiz customer service department received, your followers are really worried about your mother and hope she is doing well.
You know my mom is dead, dude. That was a really fucked up joke. It seriously pissed me off. I'm kidding. She's alive.
Shit just got dark.
It's my dad who's dead.
Enough with this sentimental garbage. We have a quiz to do, and an important one, that is. Tonight, Peter, is the second mandatory opponent bout of the glorious Lore Master quiz history. And this time, thanks to the Australians, we had to make sure the mandatory opponent was actually a real challenger and not just some loudmouth, self-proclaimed X-Wing knowledgeable resource. For once, the mandatory opponent might actually be worth the champion's time.
Furthermore, Bruno, a win by the champion tonight will allow him to face and outright end any of the Australian irrational ambitions in the next quiz. It will, without a doubt, be one of the greatest moments in the history of alternate X-Wing content. On the other hand, a defeat, while practically unconceivable... Is unconceivable a word?
Inconceivable.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Inconceivable.
Princess Bride, baby. Yeah.
Might be catastrophic and fracture the fabric of space-time. In this there wasn't a period there. Might be catastrophic and fracture the fabric of space-time in this reality and open wide the doors to other hellish dimensions, releasing hordes of fiendish X-Wing demons, spreading spores of 1.0 meta-negative plate. Bruno, run-on sentence, bro. Negative play experience upon this unsuspecting, benevolent 2.0 X-Wing reality. Christ, that's wordy.
Peter, a grim prospect indeed. However, let us overlap that debris field when we do a 5-3. In the meantime, thanks to your super displacement capacities granted to you by the Lore Master's legendary editing powers, you've met both of the involved individuals.
I should get that to work so I don't have to drive to Montreal and back every day.
Well, let's hear what you got.
Hey, Andrew, your training facilities are quite impressive.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
You are the only non-Zach participant to ever win an official Lore Master quiz. Do you realize that this might be your first step towards grandness? Grand?
I'm just trying to find the exit, honestly. I got roped into this. I don't know how I got stuck into this, but yeah, sure. I mean, if greatness awaits, I'll take it.
That's how everyone feels. How did the rest of the cast of the Liberty Squadron podcast welcome your return after your performance?
They honestly did not know what to do. I mean, they were shocked that I actually won, and now they're excited to see what I do tonight, but we'll see.
An easy victory against a secondary back-to-dials host is one thing. Secondary. Shots fired, Jesus. Tonight's occurrence will be something else. How did you prepare your loved ones to accept their probable relocation to the land of the shamed and disregarded?
Oh my god. They're ready. We have our IDs and social security numbers already changed and everything, so we'll see how it goes though.
How did your personal preparation go this time around? Did you listen to prior quizzes?
I did not. We are just going to wing it and again, rely on this big noggin of mine to see if we can pull out the victory.
That's how I do everything, too. During that thorough and proficient preparation, did you identify any of the champion's weaknesses that you might take advantage of?
As long as we can do this on a boat, I think I'll be fine.
What is your mandatory opponent official last comment before all hell breaks loose? If you didn't understand that sentence, it's okay, I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you for your honesty and good luck for tonight. That's the script, that's what it says. Next it says, whoosh and clever comment from Peter. That never happens, so let's just move on. Hey, champion, it's been a while.
Yeah, missed you.
I missed you too, bud. First, I must thank you, champion, for accepting to lower yourself to my social standing and replace me during the last quiz.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It was a tough job with shitty internet.
Only few people understood the genius behind that misleading act of generosity. You were surveying your future opponent, getting first-hand knowledge and insight, followed up by a conveniently well-prepared exit when no more valuable information could be gathered. Was it worth it?
Something like that.
Andrew Lewinsky brutally disposed of Asa Graf. Some might even say that he demonstrated some Zach Matthews-level skills. What are your thoughts on your second mandatory opponent?
You know, he did some things that I saw were strong and did some things that were a little weak, so we'll see if he's rounded his game out.
Champion, wild and disconcerting rumors are running around. It is whispered in the Dark X-Wing sub-communication channels that you have been bewitched and a fallen victim to an alluring and beautiful succubus. It is said that she introduced the many pleasures of the flesh in your daily routine, hoping to weaken your X-Wing resolve, and is slowly but steadily pulling you away from the game. Is there any truth to these accounts?
You're simultaneously describing my girlfriend and organized play. and I don't know how the two would feel about that.
Were you aware that you have to make it to 30 without having sex to become a wizard?
Oh, fuck.
Just putting that out there.
I blew that. I almost made it. Didn't make it.
Nevertheless, your adversary is out for blood, and any distractions, no matter how agreeable they might be, may cause you serious issues tonight. What was your strategy to minimize their impact?
I mean, I'm just going with the usual wing it. Hasn't let me down yet.
That's the answer 100% of the time, yet Bruno keeps making me ask the question.
That's right, Peter, and you'll keep asking it, because that's the best question of this shit show.
We learned in the last English episode of Millennium Condor Ballado Diffusion that you were not granted an undeniably well-deserved seat at the X-Wing Judge Illuminati table. Do you think that the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 Until Defeated should automatically be leading that group?
Well, you know, there's some people that have crushed on that table. There's Chico. There's Zach Bart, who's never beaten me in a tournament game of X-Wing. He's never won a Zach-off, against me at least. You know, I could see how a lot of people would, like, want to get together and form, like, a Please Don't Hurt Us Zach team. You know, the first thing they did is they made some outrageous rulings against Han Solo that were absurd and unfair against my boy. So, you know, I know what their motives are.
Well, thank you for your time, champion, and good luck for tonight.
Thank you, Peter. Once again, great work reading my script. What are your first impressions of the competitors tonight?
Well, I broke my rule and I listened to the last episode. I think that Andrew is pretty fucking good. I think it's going to be an interesting head-to-head here.
What do you make of the champion's X-Wing resolve? Did he seem distracted by womanly intricacies?
I don't know how you want me to answer that.
With a dumb, passive-aggressive comment, as usual, Peter.
Okay. What about this Lewinsky character? Does he not remind you of Mr. T, a.k.a. Clubber from Rocky 3?
I haven't seen that movie in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Rocky 3, Rocky get his ass kicked in the first part, right?
Oh, yeah, and he pushes the manager and makes him have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bad to me.
What you say, paper champion? I'm gonna beat you like a dog. A dog, you hear?
Speaking of the devil, here comes the brutal dismemberer.
Coming straight out of the salt mines of Philadelphia, undefeated PAX Unplugged champion of Lupin Chewy, proud and true lore master mandatory opponent, the Beast from the East, Andrew Gritty Lewinsky.
Welcome back to the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, mandatory opponent Gritty.
Thank you, Bruno.
Your last performance was quite impressive. Do you feel any remorse for what you inflicted upon the unfortunate and frail Asa Graf?
None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Being the only participant other than the champion to participate in a second Lore Master Quiz, what are your expectations for tonight's showdown?
I think it's definitely going to be a tough matchup, but and I think it's going to be really close, so we'll have to see.
Is it true that after your recent success in the Lore Master Quiz, you are considering leaving the Liberty Squadron podcast to start a solo career?
Cowboy, man, I ain't going nowhere!
That is not true.
You might want to take a deep breath and rethink your life choices one last time, because here comes the champion!
From Wisconsin, shouting truth across the internet, you'll hear him before you see him. The Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated Zach Matthews Invitational Champ Carolina Crates podcast, the Zach Matthews.
Welcome, champion, to your second mandatory opponent fight.
Hello there.
champion, you are looking drained.
He's too busy with his girlfriend. Isn't
yeah,
he?
Exactly. Eh? How is your X-Wing resolve? Are you experiencing any doubts for tonight?
So I went to regional where I didn't play X-Wing for a month before that. And then that was Crate Cup. And I didn't play X-Wing much before Crate Cup. So, yeah, X-Wing's not doing great right now.
God damn it. This is not a good news.
That is an understatement, woman.
I'm hoping some of these questions are about the Warriors of the Wind pack that's coming out in a couple days.
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. It's been a while since we've been blessed by your wisdom. Would you be so generous as to share with us a tiny bit of your superior X-Wing intellect?
What?
Yeah. That's good enough. Thank you, champion. I hope, for their sakes, that the Australians are taking notes.
Let's move on to the rules of engagement for this mandatory opponent fight. As usual, every round, each representative will be asked a obvious X-Wing knowledge question. You will have 5 seconds to give your final answer. On a right answer, you will get 1 point, or otherwise stated. On a wrong retort, you get disdain and humiliation, or a penalty, as stated. If you provide a wrong answer, your opponent can try to steal for half a point and further emphasize your mediocrity. Any question on how this will go down, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Nope.
Now, a word of warning. No cheating in any form will be tolerated. Please, before you surrender to your lowest and darkest instinct and do something that might negatively change your life forever, remember that if you are caught or suspected of cheating, you will, in the following days, feel an overpowering urge to cut your own genitals with a rusty spoon, cook them, and serve them to your mother.
Bruno's got a thing for mothers, apparently.
Yep. As if this was not enough, the gaping wound left by the absence of your manhood will heal in the form of a mouth constantly spitting and burping, all the while shouting vulgarities and forcing you into jerking motion at every elderly woman you will see. Lastly, since your cherished genitals will now be in your mother's stomach and replaced by a loud mouth, you will not be able to pee via conventional means. You will now and forever pee through your left nostril. Is that clear, gentlemen?
Jesus.
Sure.
That doesn't sound so bad.
No. Andrew Lewinsky, on your honor, in the name of the Liberty Squadron podcast, do you accept these conditions?
I accept.
Zach Matthew, on your honor. No, Zach Matthews, on your honor, on your on your honor, and in the name, I said in the name of Back to Black. No, Zach Matthews, on your honors, in the name of the Carolina Crates, do you accept these conditions?
Sure.
Jeez, for a while there, I wasn't sure he would make it.
It is now time to see if the sayings are true. Will it be the crates on top and taking liberties, or the other way around? That is what we'll find out right after this.
You want a podcast that stays positive about the X-Wing you love. You want articles on arc dodging, opening moves, and more. You want entertaining battle reports and videos. You want weekly humor, interviews, and discussions that will make you a better X-Wing player. You want the Back to Dials X-Wing Podcast. Coming at you Saturdays from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, join Asa Graf and Adam Kanick as we discuss everything X-Wing every week. Available every Saturday at www.backtodials.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Andrew, as you are the contender, you will be asked the first question each round.
Sure.
Round one. Andrew.
Yes.
What is the point cost of the escaped gladiator?
Escaped gladiator. I'm going to say 32 points.
No. Zach, for the steal.
61.
No. It is 52 and it is Lorik.
Oh, all right.
Zach.
Yes.
What is the initiative value of the Nashta Pup?
It is...
If Lazrazi's ship is destroyed.
4.
Andrew, for the steal.
The Lazrazi, 3.
0.5 for Zach. No, 0.5 for Andrew.
Shit's rigged.
Round 2. Andrew.
Yes.
How many points must I invest to equip supernatural reflexes on Mace Windu in his Delta 7 Eater Sprite?
He's a initiative 4. It is 18 points?
No. Zach.
16.
Yes. Half point to Zach. Zach.
Yes.
Who are the hosts of Evergreen Squadron Radio?
They have a podcast now?
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Say something you cannot pass.
Dave and Steve.
No. Andrew for the steal.
Andrew Bunn.
Hold on. New Crate Bounty. If your names are Dave and Steve, start a podcast, an X-Wing podcast.
No one will ever get these questions wrong ever again.
Peter, do you want to inform the participant of who are the Evergreen Squadron Radio?
Sure, it is Carson Hopper, Tom Wigan, and Chris Norris. So close to having a legendary name.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've met Tom. I know I've met Chris. I talk to Chris sometimes. Sorry, Chris.
Round 3. Andrew.
Yeah.
What are the variant format proposed in the official FFG Squad Builder app?
We have the different variants.
Yep.
No Glory. The Battle of Yavin. And that's it.
Okay, incomplete. Zach, for the steal.
No Glory, Battle of Yavin, and Quick Build. Oh, and Battle of, what's the last... No, I can't remember the last Jedi planet. Never mind.
No. So out of 1, 2, 3, 4... 4 format, Andrew, you gave 2, which were No Glory and Battle of Yavin, but you missed Playing Favorites V2. Ah, you missed 3. Seasons of Giving and Evacuation of Dakar.
Dakar, that's it.
So 2 out of 5... 2 out of 5, that's 0.4. Zach.
Yes.
What is the point cost of innate Deadeye?
39.
No. Andrew.
36.
Yes.
Wow.
That's Lieutenant Kestal in the TIE Aggressor. So 0.5 for Andrew.
I got fucked by a TIE Aggressor.
Yeah.
First time that's ever happened to anyone.
Yep. I was thinking it was a Seek.
Nope. Round 4. It is a 3-point question, and it is a all or nothing.
Okay.
So there is no stealing possibility. And even if you have, let's say, a 3 out of 4 or whatever, it's a zero. But I will change my rule right now, and there is a possibility for a steal. Andrew!
Yes?
Name all scum ships that have access to a Talon roll.
All right, so we'll start with the Fang Fighter. Does he anything even have more? The Fang Fighter. And the Fang Fighter.
Nope. Zach.
The Fang Fighter, the Fire Spray, and the Skurg.
Yeah.
Incomplete. You are missing the Kirax Fighter.
Okay.
Kirax Fighter have a 2 Talon roll.
I thought it did, but you said 3 point, and I was like, all right, 3 ships, easy. My brain just shut off. Gotta trust the gut.
Zach, for your 3 point question, all or nothing.
Okay.
Peter.
Jesus Christ.
What?
The Houndstooth can count on how many red, white, and blue maneuvers?
It can count on 3 red, 5 white, and 4 blue.
No. Andrew.
5 red, 3 blue, and 4 white.
Ugh, no. It is 7 white, 3 red, and 5 blue. Remember that. It might be useful later on. Round 5. Andrew.
Yeah.
What is the answer to the following question according to FFG's X-Wing official rulings webpage? And the question goes like this. Do Paige Tycho, crew, and Deathfire, TIE Bomber's ability supersede the one device per round limitation?
Yes, they do supersede the one device per round limitation. They can drop 2. I don't know if that's the exact wording, but they can.
Judge!
Yeah, that's good.
You sure? He's not missing something? Like the wall of text there in the answer box?
Yeah, but does he have to say that?
Well, that's the answer we're looking for, right? What is the answer to the following question according to the FFG's X-Wing official rulings webpage?
Oh, you want him to say it verbatim? I don't know.
No, but something close to that, right?
That's what he said.
So you're giving the point?
Oh. No. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No, yes, what?
I thought I had an epiphany, but I didn't. It was just a stroke.
So? Is Holy it shit. Yes or no?
I said, yeah.
Okay, 1 point.
Holy shit.
The last time Peter was this confused during a quiz was when he was getting laid during a recording. This time, let's hope he is really having a stroke.
Zach.
Yes.
Please, champion, name all Force user gunners.
Fifth Brother, Ezra, Rey. Final answer.
Oh,
Luke.
Judge?
Yeah. You hadn't said the complete part of incomplete yet. So I think we can allow it.
And I was shouting to interrupt in my defense.
Yeah, of course. First intermission analysis. After an initial brutal and bloody segment, the score is 2.4 for the City of Brotherly Love and 1.5 for the Badger State. Peter, not having participated in the last quiz for reasons that are your own, are you surprised by the score so far?
I've already forgotten it.
It is 2.4 for Mr. Lewinsky and 1.5 for the champion.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Damn, son.
Okay.
But, I mean, we've been in this position before. Zach has been losing before. After the first round.
Yep.
When we start getting, like, more and more points, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Of all the questions that were incorrectly answered, and there was a lot, which one would you say was the most shameful?
Oh, shit. None of them? Final answer?
Okay, 1 point.
Hey, it's the first time I get a point, and I've been a guest on this before.
Peter, the fighters are making their way back to the ring, so we will be ready for the second segment right after this.
Hey, this is Coach from OCX Radio. Please listen to us on Wednesdays at 8:30 Central, or download our podcast, because it's super cool and super fun.
Round 6. Andrew.
Yes.
According to List Fortress at Adepticon this last March, who came in second place in the Swiss rounds?
Oh, geez. Nathan Idy.
No. Zach.
Andrew Cox.
No, it was Aaron Firmstahl.
Sure.
You don't pronounce the H at the end. You know?
Maybe I do.
Okay, you do if you want to look like a fucking fool.
Minus 1 point for Peter.
Oh, damn it, my point.
Zach.
Yes.
What are the ships in the background of the Avenger pilot card?
T-70 X-Wings.
No, Andrew.
TIE FOs.
Is that your final answer?
TIE SFs.
Judge!
Oh, Bruno, you fucker. You had it right the first time, but then you made him...
It's incomplete.
Really? He said TIE FO fighters.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
So, half point?
Yeah, give him a half point.
All right.
Because you're an asshole and you made him change his answer.
Because the answer, the right answer, is 2 TIE Fighter FO. Not a general unknown number. It's 2.
This guy an anal asshole or what?
I mean, he didn't ask for the exact number. He just said the ships.
Which are the ships?
It's true. Which are the ships?
Hmm. Well, well, well.
Hmm. Get fucked, Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But the score stayed the same.
Come on, gentlemen. You know better than argue for points with this pathetic fuck. You are lucky you didn't lose some in the process. Own your shit.
Round 7. This round is a special round because it is 2 points for a right answer and minus 1 for a wrong answer. Mr. Lewinsky.
Yes.
How many separatist pilots have access to a focus action?
5.
No. Zach, for the steal.
4.
No, so it is minus 1 for Mr. Greedy and minus 0.5 for Zach.
It's Grievous, Maul, Dooku, and who else? Or is it only those 3?
Skako and Ace, Wat Tambor, Captain Sear, and Dark Courier.
Oh.
So it's 6?
7.
7.
7.
Now, Zach, for your 2-point question, minus 1 on the wrong answer.
Yes.
Who has the following pilot ability? After you fully execute a maneuver, you may gain 1 stress token to rotate your ship 90 degrees.
Down Oberos.
Correct. So that's 2 points for Mr. Matthew. Round 8. Andrew.
Yes.
How many different Force power upgrades are available to all of the Force user pilots to equip?
All the different... So, like, between all the factions?
Mm-hmm.
So we have Hate, Supernatural, Instinctive Aim, we have... Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna say 6.
No. Zach, for the steal.
7?
Damn.
Judge, do we go for the closest one, or it's a no?
Out of curiosity, because when you say all, Ray can't take Supernatural, and like half of them can't take Hate.
Okay, I will repeat the question. How many different Force power upgrades are available to all the Force user pilots to equip?
Okay, then I was still wrong because I'm forgetting one. Or I'm forgetting something.
All right, so judge. Because now the answer I'm looking for is the number, it's without the restricted. Like, hate is dark side only.
Yeah,
supernatural is small ship. And battle meditation is republic. So how many is there left? So Andrew said one, Zach said six.
No, Andrew said six, I said seven.
Yeah, go for it. Give some points to the closest. That's how we normally roll.
Who's the closest?
There's five. So Andrew was the closest.
Oh. Andrew, 4.5. No, that was your question. I give you half of it because you got some wrong.
Also, can I be a rules lawyer for a second?
Sure.
Sure.
I thought we weren't allowed to count off out loud as part of our question answering.
Judge?
I feel like that's a future reference rule. I'm not trying to take away... But I think you put that in after the Me and Blair quiz.
Good God. You remember that way better than I do.
Well, I do, because that was my strategy back in the day, man, is you counted up, like, you just talk slower than you think to buy yourself time.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't think we really warned Andrew about that, though.
Well, he would have known if he had listened to prior quiz, like any normal X-Wing players with a brain made half of shit.
All right. Well, now he knows.
Now he knows.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yo, Joe.
Zach, for your question now.
Yes.
If I am Cassian Andor and want to add a stealth device to my ship, how much will it cost me?
6 points.
Correct. 1 point for Zach. Round 9. Mr. Lewinsky.
Yes.
Mark Ventham, Ben Doyle, and Thomas Dobson are the host of which Australian podcast?
Jesus. Jonathan talks about these guys all the time. I don't know.
You Don't Know is not a podcast. Mr. Matthews, for the steal.
Imperial Propaganda?
No. It is the Renegade Squadron Radio.
Ah, damn it.
Zach.
Yes.
In the version 1.0.2 of the rules reference under the damage card section on page 8, which damage card is showing face up?
Disabled power regulator.
No. Andrew.
Fuel leak.
No, it is wounded pilot. Round 10. Andrew.
Yep.
Spell the real name of preservation programming with all numbers, slashes, and dashes.
I'm not even going to attempt this one.
Okay, spell attempt this one. No, kidding. Zach, for the steal.
IG-88-C?
No, sir. It is DFS-081, Vulture Droid. No reaction whatsoever.
We need some sad trombone when we both get it wrong.
All right, Zach.
Yes.
According to List Fortress, how many four Phantom lists were in the cut? So 6-0 or 5-1 at the last Adepticon in March.
Six.
Andrew.
Five.
Five, it is 4.5 point. Second intermission analysis.
One day Bruno will pronounce that properly. Until then, we'll
okay,
keep
okay, 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 intern. What's the proper pronunciation of that?
Analysis.
And what
we've
do
been,
I
say? We've been through this before, brother.
Second intermission analysis. Oh, you don't like the anal ISIS. Is that it?
You don't say ISIS. It's analysis.
It's butt ISIS.
Analysis. Analysis. Is that it?
Analysis.
Analysis?
Yeah.
All right. Second intermission analysis.
You know what? You actually said it right, but you had a lisp.
Yeah.
After 10, you got me off my game there.
Ha, good one, Bruno. You never even were in the game to start with, you pretentious baboon.
After 10 X-Wing questions adapted for retards, the score is 2.9 for Mr. Liberty and 4 for Mr. Crates. What a comeback. All right, Peter, your thoughts.
Well, it's kind of what I said was going to happen, right?
Yeah, you called it. But Peter, unlike
me... It's almost like this is scripted.
No, it was not. Unlike many of us X-Wing players, you had sex at least once with a willing and conscious partner, and you know its impact...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And you know its impact on one's life. What do you make of the champion's X-Wing resolve? And has he fallen victim to a succubus?
Good for him, if so.
Yeah, but what about...
Because damn, son. I mean, those...
Go get her,
those little plastic ships, they don't cuddle you at night.
That's right. Without a doubt, Peter. Without a doubt. Let's move on.
Are you the next Ace of Legend? Sign up with the Imperial Flight School today. Explore the galaxy. Protect the peace. To learn more, search Inland Empire Races wherever you consume your podcast media. Only through you can the Empire thrive.
And we are back for the last sprint and third segment of the Lore Master Quiz. Round 11. Andrew.
Yes.
On the Epsilon Leader pilot card, how many red laser beams are visible?
4.
No. Zach, for the steal.
2?
No, it is 3. Shame.
Oh, fucking OCD, you gotta be to remember that shit.
Zach, for your question.
I'm ready for my question.
In which version of the official FFG Squad Builder app did they implement layout improvement to iPhone X mobile?
1.0.2?
No. Andrew, for the steal.
1.0.1.
No. Damn. Guys, it's 1.0.4.
0.2 is where they did everything, so that's forever going to be my guess.
Round 12. Andrew.
Yes.
The V-19 Torrent was designed for which role?
It was designed for the role of the clone troopers to support the Jedi.
Peter. Judge. Peter.
Yeah, I'm reading. Hang on.
How long does it take you to read like 2 lines, man?
Oh, because you write like... Your script was adapted for retards, so...
You know what? You can suck your own cock, dude, because that's straight from the text from the card. And now you're giving time to the guys to look it up.
It sounds okay to me. I'm not sure what your concern is.
Because isn't there... It says to escort both the Jedi Starfighters as well as the ARC 170s.
That's not specified in Bruno's answer.
Because Peter is lacking experience and is a bit rusted for his judge duty, I will call this a void and give you the answer. The answer was... The V-19 Torrent was designed to be a light escort to... nimble Delta 7 interceptors flown by Jedi Knight. So it's a void.
Yeah, it sounded like a right answer to me. I don't know.
Andrew, for your makeup question.
Sure.
What is the pilot ability of Hoar Chal prototype?
Hoar Chal?
Hoar Chal?
Hoar Chal?
Hoar
Chal?
I don't even know. Oh, he's one of the Jedi, isn't he?
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I still haven't bought the Jedi. It's fine. Go ahead.
Zach, for the steal.
It's a Vulture droid, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. When moving, you may ignore obstacles.
Yeah, not quite. Peter?
Yes?
Do you want to read that? It's a final salvo question.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen how small you've squeezed that card? It's completely illegible.
Are you reading this on your cell phone?
No.
You know, dude, just zoom in.
You know, it's 2019. I don't have Office. And I don't think that's weird.
You don't have... Oh, man.
Of course I don't have Office. What the fuck? You think I gotta pay for that shit?
I'll do it and your ears will suffer. After an enemy ship in your bullseye arc at range 0-2 declares another friendly ship as the defender, you may perform a focus or lock action. Thank you very much.
Wait, focus or calculate?
Calculate, yes, calculate, sorry. Yeah, -1 for me.
Like, damn, I think I would remember if the droid handed out focus tokens.
Zach, for your question on round 12.
Yes.
What is the answer to the following question according to FFG's X-Wing official rulings webpage? And the question goes like this. If an effect says that a ship, open quote, loses a shield, close quote, open parenthesis, or, open quote, loses shields, close quote, close parenthesis, comma, has the ship suffered damage?
Yes.
Andrew.
Open quote, no, close quote.
Yeah, but give me the rest of the answer because that's too easy.
No, they do not suffer damage if they are spending shields. It does not count as suffering damage. I don't remember the exact wording, but I know that.
Judge.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so the official answer is no. While suffering damage does cause a ship to lose shields, if applicable, if an effect causes a ship to lose one or more shields directly, it has not suffered damage. Voila. So point five for Mr. Lewinsky.
That was a lot of words.
I know, huh?
The parentheses thing threw me off pretty hard. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to ask Peter to reread it, but you answered too quick.
If we were childish and immature, we would probably have said something mean, like, why not ask a certain succubus what she thinks about Zach's quickness? But we won't go there.
Round 13. Nice try. No point.
Sad.
Andrew.
Yes.
It is a special round because if you do not get this answer right, you will be giving 1 point to your opponent.
Ooh.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
When is a dice considered cocked? According to the unofficial X-Wing 2.0 supplemental rules and regulations.
A dice is considered cocked when it is lying, its surface is lying on, or it is lying on two different surfaces.
No. Zach.
Dice is considered cocked if it is not laying flat on the table.
Judge.
Oh man.
So essentially the way it's worded is that if there's any question about it being cocked at all, it is cocked.
Okay.
The judge.
Wait, is this the like the new the judge rules or the FFG rules?
Andrew. People,
all right.
Calm down. The question was, when is a dice considered cocked according to the unofficial X-Wing 2.0 supplemental rules and regulation? Zip, 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 zip. Unofficial X-Wing 2.0 supplemental rules and regulation.
Judge,
I felt like it was stated pretty clear that it was unofficial.
I haven't been paying attention.
You haven't been paying attention to the questions you're asked. Strong.
I'm unsleeving my L5R cards right now.
Oh, you play L5R too?
I do.
Oh, holy shit. Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
What clan do you play, dog?
Phoenix. And...
All right, we're no longer friends. Fuck you, Bucks and Six.
All right, Judge, say something now, because what Andrew said is not what we're looking for, and what Zach said is nothing.
Neither of them were close to what you wrote. So
you sure?
Say no. Yes.
Because what I...
It sounds like you want to give me points, Bruno.
Why do you want me to judge if you supersede every fucking decision I make?
Because I'm the host.
Okay.
I have all superpowers. Okay. The answer we're looking for is a die is considered cocked if a visible angle is created in relation to the point at which a die rests. So, Zach said something about angle and shit?
No. Zach said, I don't remember what Zach said. Never mind.
Don't make me void this, Peter.
My answer, when I heard both of them, it was like, okay, none of them were what you wrote.
It sounds like Bruno wants to give me a quarter.
No.
All right, I had to try.
I would have accepted a die is considered cocked when someone tries to fuck it. But no one went there.
No one went there.
I'm a little disappointed. That was like the double jeopardy, the daily
okay.
double.
So Andrew got it wrong. So that's 1 point for Zach. But Zach got the steal wrong. So that's 0.5 for Andrew. Now, Zach, for your question where you will give 1 point to your opponent if you don't have the right answer.
I'm ready.
What are the four steps of the end phase timing sequence proposed by the unofficial X-Wing 2.0 supplemental rules and regulation? Four steps of the end phase timing sequence. Go.
All right. It is, sorry, I got tongue-tied there for a second. It is start of end phase effects occur, end of end phase effects occur, cleanup tokens, and recover charges.
Judge, you said keywords there. Yeah.
Three out of those four were definitely correct, I think.
Okay, so it's going to be 0.75 to Zach and 0.25 to Andrew because he missed that. But Andrew, you get a chance to say what he missed.
Check for end of game states.
No.
No. Oh, well.
So you gave 0.25 to Zach. The answer we were looking for going to be read. Peter, tu vas le
lire, s'il te plaît. Abilities with the timing of at the start of the end phase, ability queue forms. Abilities with the timing of during the end phase, ability queue forms. Circular tokens are removed from all ships. And each card with a recurring charge icon recovers one charge.
So we were missing number...
No.
I said cleanup tokens, but I didn't specify.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
I couldn't remember if anything other than circular tokens went away, so I left it vague.
So you were in your head seeing the boobs of your succubus, right?
Jeez.
Thanks to the magic of editing, Bruno, who has no clue of when he is insulting people, managed to remove a long and awkward silence.
I hope she doesn't hear this. I'm in trouble if she listens to this.
I can edit this out if you want.
It's fine.
But I won't. Round 14. Andrew Lewinsky.
Yes.
Who has the following pilot ability? After you acquire a lock, you must remove all of your focuses and evade token. Then gain the same number of focuses and evade tokens the locked ship has.
Seek Interceptor, is it Genesis Red?
Correct.
All right.
That's 1 point.
Ah, I knew that one.
Of course. Zach.
Yes.
Spell the real name of Sinister Automaton. Automaton.
G-E-N-E-R-A-L space G-R-E-V-I-O-U-S.
No. And Andrew for the steal.
That would be G-E-N-E-R-A-L G-R-I-E-V-O-U-S.
No.
Darn.
It's O-66 in the Sith Infiltrator. Round 15. This is the final round, guys. Final round.
It's good because I super have to pee.
Do you want to go pee before we do this? Because you might need all of your concentration. All
right, yeah, let's do it.
So, Andrew, you are also allowed a pee pause.
Okay.
Peter, you can go pee also if you want.
Woo, all right.
And I will go pee myself. Thank you.
Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line while they are taking a piss. The little boys are done playing with their pickle. We can now resume the quiz.
Round 15. The tension is palpable. Is that a word, Peter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, phew.
You nailed it.
Because the score is tight and round 15, all right? Andrew.
Yes.
Which pilot is used to demonstrate the pilot and ship abilities in the rules reference version 1.0.2?
Luke Skywalker.
No, Zach.
Can you repeat the question for me?
Peter.
Which pilot?
Because I do not repeat. Never.
Okay.
Peter.
Which pilot is used to demonstrate the pilot and you're married. You definitely repeat. Which pilot is used to demonstrate the pilot and ship abilities in the rules reference version 1.0.2? Your favorite one.
Darth Vader.
Correct.
I'm sorry. What did he say?
Well, you're not paying attention?
What? Huh?
Darth Vader.
Fucking idiot. He said Darth Vader.
Dark Vader. Yes, that's it. So 0.5 for Zach.
Oh, I can't wait to see you read this next one.
Ha! All right. Zach.
Yes.
Who designed the Belbulab-22?
General Grievous.
no. Andrew, for the steal.
The Trade Federation?
No. Peter, would you care to read the answer, please?
Sure, I will read the four words in a random order. The Scalable Ultra Assemblies Fethon.
It's the Fethon Ultra Scalable Assemblies. Directly from the lore text on the card.
If I had tried really hard, I might have been able to remember that it was the Fethons, because I was like, it's whatever people General Grievous was. I just don't remember what he was before he was a cyborg.
Never mind.
Okay. And a third segment, analysis. After an incredible and Peter, read that.
After an incredible and humiliating last segment, the score is...
Before I reveal the score and put everyone to shame, is a final salvo question segment required to set them apart?
Fucking right.
All right. Because the score is really tight. Really, really tight.
Something Bruno hasn't experienced. No, sorry. That was a bad joke. Oh, man.
Let's see how deep they can dig their own graves. Here comes the infamous salvo question.
What this retarded tried to say is, here comes the infamous final salvo questions.
Andrew, for your first salvo question.
All right.
In which FFG's article did we learn that with the release of the third wave, the squad builder would be updated with new hyperspace legal options for existing factions?
You're asking for the name of the article?
Yes, sir.
A dangerous shadow appears.
Yeah, almost. No, Zach for the steal.
The battle for Stockholm.
No, it's the Battle of Eindhoven.
Eindhoven. God, stupid foreign country names that I can't remember. I knew it was in that article. I just couldn't remember the name of the fucking country. And hey, foreigners, before you get your ass chapped, I'm from fucking Waukesha. You try and say my town's name, all right?
All right, man. All right? All right.
All right.
Zach, for your final salvo question number one.
Yes.
Please tell us which actions are available to Wat Tambor.
Focus, target lock, barrel roll, boost. And it can link boost and barrel roll into focus.
Judge!
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. 1 point.
It's like, what
fuck
do
you, yeah.
Why?
All right, so I need to skip this question because it was used. Andrew.
Yeah.
If you buy a T-65 X-Wing expansion pack, how many weapon disabled tokens will you get?
One.
Correct.
Yay.
Zach, for your second final salvo question.
Yes.
If you are victim of a bad joke and influenced into taking all three M12A Kimugula fighter pilots in your squad, will you have enough squad point left to add two mining guild sentry?
Two? No.
Andrew, for the steal.
That's a yes or no question.
I know.
Yeah.
You didn't steal a yes or no question.
Okay, all right. So you didn't...
Yes.
No. Whoa. You didn't get it. So the makeup question will be my last salvo question. Andrew,
yeah.
For the steal with a new question.
Done.
If you have it, you have a full point. In the aforementioned article, what was added to the hyperspace legal options available to the Scum faction?
The Star Viper.
Is that your final answer?
And the Z95.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
No, sir. Incomplete. So it was the Z95 AF4 Headhunter, the Star Viper class attack platform, the Virago title, and Dengar Gunner. So that's half a point because you got half of the answer. Right, Peter?
According to what you said, yes. I don't make the rules. I don't even enforce them.
No. So that's it, Peter. They cannot go lower. Do you think we should have stopped when we still could?
No. I don't know what the score is, so I don't know why you think I can answer that. But no, let's go with no.
One last comment before I reveal the score and crown a Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated and send him on his way to crush the Australians.
This is probably going to be pretty damn close, if my memory serves.
Well said, Peter. And now, after an indeterminate amount of unqualifiable
holy shit.
X-Wing...
You write this, you know.
I write better than I talk, all right?
I have nothing to do with this.
After an indeterminate... Do you want please to read that, Peter? Because...
Yeah, sure.
It appears that I can.
After an undetermined amount of unqualifiable X-Wing questions, the final score is... You weren't even using the right word.
No? All right, what would be the right word then?
No. I mean, you were trying to pronounce a word that's not in your script. You were making life harder on yourself for nothing.
Y'all are making a sweat here.
No, huh? Because I think the two participants there are like sweating pools.
Yeah, sweating pools, just knowing that they're going to have to come back to this shit. One of them's got to come back.
Sucker! Drum roll. Brrr.
That's how drum rolls sound in French, by the way, if you guys didn't know.
Noted.
.75 for Mr. Andrew Lewinsky. Let's agree that it was fun while it lasted, but we all knew how it would end, didn't we, Andrew?
Sure. So I guess I lost.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
But it was really close, and I must say that was one of the closest Loremaster quiz ever, and I mean this seriously. At which point did you realize that although you gave it your absolute mediocre best, this was not for you anymore?
When did I realize that?
Yeah.
About like 10 seconds ago when you just told me I lost.
I was
just
gonna say, yeah right now.
Well, pathetic loser, any last comment before Peter drags you to your new home, the land of the shame and disregarded, where a whole crew of failed podcast hosts like Peter Lavoie Mascotte, Dion Morales, Blair Bunky, Gordon Burke, Chris Chico Brown, Chris Sheriff, Ryan Farmer, Tim Dugan, and Asa Graf are eagerly awaiting you.
I got nothing, but you said Zach's going up against the Australians next?
Mm-hmm.
Zach, give them hell. Bring America pride. There you go.
Hell yeah. America,
fuck yeah! Thank you, and good luck in your future projects.
All right.
With a remarkable final score of 7.5, I am overly proud to present to the legions of Loremaster followers the true bearer of the acclaimed, titled, and elected Loremaster representative to crush the Australians in the next international quiz, the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated, Zach Matthews!
So, I'm actually pretty glad because we gotta edit my intro a little. So, because of work obligations, I wasn't able to defend my title as Invitational Champ. So that's Phil Horney now, who I destroyed at the previous Invitational. But yeah, so we gotta take that out. But I'm glad I didn't lose two titles in a month here. That would have been rough. I would have had to just been regular the Zach Matthews Carolina Crates podcast.
Congratulations, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. This was quite a tour de force. To who did your first thoughts go to when you realized your victory?
You know, first I was thinking about my boy, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Someday he's going to replace Kobe Bryant as the best basketball player of all time. You know, I was thinking about Brooke Lopez, Eric Bledsoe, you know, DJ Wilson, Chris Middleton, all those guys.
Even though this was a walk in the park for someone like you, how do you foresee your confrontation with the Australian nation?
I'm not sure if three Australians equals one human being, but we'll find out.
Shit.
Holy shit.
The one-third compromise.
Jesus. Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. Now is the moment you get the privilege to affirm high and loud who you are and what you will do to those penal colonist descendants in the next quiz.
Oh, they know. They know.
So by saying that, you just voided my next comment. So it's all right. Here we are, Lore Masters follower. The clash between continents is now inevitable. Now, Mr. Lewinsky, would you please close this marvelous quiz in French, of course.
Pour des questions insensées sur X-Wing miniatures, nor sums Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master quiz.
No, nothing. I'm sorry.
I wasn't meant to be mean. My mouth or not? I was afraid. I've learned my lesson about dunking on Bruto.
There's good. Only two types of mobs out there. Ones that I can control. Well, there was a Zach outline there that if you have something clever to say, you can. Otherwise, you can keep silent. It's all right. So you choose to stay silent.
Silence it is, yeah.
Yeah. I call the
shots. Music. Sound like if you are sad.
Oh. So,
thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. So 0.5 for Andrew for
yes.
That. Thank you very much. Now make the fucking sound, okay? I'm ready for pain.
Do-do-do-do. John Cena. Bruno, has anyone ever told you you look just like John Cena?
No, people usually tell me that I look like Mark Wahlberg.
I don't see it at all.
You don't see shit, Peter.
I'm wearing my glasses, so I beg to differ. I'm seeing an HD right now.